So welcome to my daily news roundup podcast, where I talk about national stories and national issues and I review them. So I just have three stories for you today. My name is Rufai Oseni. The first story for you today will be the story of, you know, local government reforms in Nigeria. And there's a piece making the rounds of the paper talking about local government reforms and autonomy of the local governments. And for this, I'd like to say, shame on most of the governors. Because out of over 704 local governments, over 300 of them are still run by sole administrators. And what the governors do is that they hijack the local government system so that they'll be able to take most of their revenue. And this has stunted the growth of and development of the local government. So we would like the governors to follow the true reforms of the local government, bring about more autonomy and independence, and if possible, return the local government election cycle to be conducted by INEC, so that we can have a leeway and a better management of the system. And this was some of my pleas this morning. The second story will be about the demolition that happened in Lagos. Yes, a lot of people have couched along ethnic lines and all of that, which is very, very despicable, because you will look at it and say, why would people's home be demolished, especially from a certain group in the country? But most importantly, let us look at the matter critically and ask ourselves questions. Did the people get all the necessary papers for their land? And how was the land administered? If the administration of the land was in violation or contravention of the law, then government definitely is not in the wrong as regards demolition. So what we should do is to endeavor to do things better, to endeavor to get all our papers better, to endeavor to do everything that is not going to contravene the law so that we are not caught in this act of demolition. Thirdly, another story I want to make the rounds on is the South African story where the president is commissioning a tap on a borehole. A lot of people have looked at that story and said it's a sad indictment for a big economy like South Africa and for a country like South Africa that all the president is left to do is commissioning the tap on the borehole. There's been many reactions, but we need to do better as African leaders. And the truth has to be told, if African leaders don't do better, then they truncate the economy and they truncate the continent. See, Ramaphosa has known to be a very, very successful man. A lot of people said he made his money, albeit illegally. He's also been mentioned in the Marikana mine incident where some miners were killed. And all sorts have happened under his watch. So the question is, what else can we do to make our country and our continent better? But that's a sad one. We'll expect Cyril Ramaphosa to commission bigger projects, rail lines across the African continent, another major project, so we have major capital investment in the African continent. That's about all we'll be able to take. Three stories every day, three quick roundup in 3 minutes.